Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the next episode of the Palmcast. I am going to keep this one relatively short, and I am just going to go right into it because we're right in the middle of the holiday season right now. There's a lot going on. Everybody's busy and or already tired from just doing all the things. So, myself, I'm somewhere in between. And I'll just leave it at that because I want to talk about Capricorn season, which we are already right in the midst of, and also the Elder Moon, which we just had a full moon about a week ago now, and we're almost into a new lunar cycle, which will be the first lunar cycle of the new year. And it is also the beginning of the Celtic tree calendar, which we will be restarting in January with the birch moon. But let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. We're gonna take it back to the elder moon in December, right before the solstice. And the topics that relate to this lunar cycle during this specific time of year that I wanted to focus on were healing and prosperity, because I think they are some things that people are really striving for this time of year when you're not really getting a whole lot out of the environment, so you're really trying to maybe overwork yourself to try to produce like you were a few months ago when things were not so cold and dark and dead outside. But here we are, and you are a reflection of your environment to an extent. So you can't change your environment in all aspects. You can do what you can, and that usually starts with changing your attitude and your mindset and realizing what you can do, what is in your power to improve your quality of life. And that is how you embark on a healing journey. When you really make that a priority, that is a part of the journey. And the thing about being on a healing journey is that, it's kind of cliche, but there is really no destination. And you just have to keep navigating, which sometimes is exhausting and sometimes it's really nice and fun and easy. And so you just have to have that awareness, which I've talked about in previous episodes. So we've already been mentally preparing for this kind of tough time of year, which we are now entering. And maybe you're already in it. But regardless, when we have challenges that we're facing, we take that time to learn. And then when times are easy, take that time to just enjoy. And that is part of working within the ebb and flow instead of just overdoing it in one way or the other. Just forcing yourself to keep going, even though you know you should take it back a notch, take it easy. Or maybe you just need to do stuff and you are just neglecting things a little bit too much, or overindulging in some things that are not really adding to your quality of life. So, being responsible is something that is also delegated to Capricorn season, as we often take this time to reflect and try to set new goals and think about our ambitions that maybe we didn't quite reach this year, and that's all part of the learning process because things happen. There are unexpected challenges always along the way, and that's just part of life. So you can't beat yourself up for that and for going through it. The important thing is that you got through it and you're here now to have that knowledge going forward to help you. So embrace that, you know? And another thing that I wanted to focus on specifically for Capricorn season is balancing urgency and patience. And I think that's really important, especially for Capricorn placements who have a tendency to just keep working all the time. And especially if you have deadlines that you have to meet. I know you have to meet your deadlines, but also just think about yourself a little bit and maybe take the deadlines out of the equation and just do things that you know are a good investment of your time and energy. And, you know, balancing these two extremes of urgency and patience, it means being driven to do what's most important to you. So, getting your priorities straight would be number one, and then having the drive to go after what your priorities really are and really invest yourself in those. Making sure you're doing that is really where the urgency comes in, because there's no time like the present to put your priorities first, and yourself should be a priority. So, putting yourself first now, today, yesterday, not someday in the future when you have more time or energy. Putting yourself first could mean doing absolutely nothing and restoring your energy from all the energy that you've already invested in for work or other ambitious things that you've been pursuing. And it's also, you know, knowing that your future self will thank you for resting just as much as it will for putting in the work, and just embracing that as another part of the ebb and flow of these cycles that we're going through in life. So just take it easy whenever you have the chance and don't feel guilty about it. Know that you are recovering the energy that you've spent so that you can reinvest yourself in more things as you continue navigating on your healing journey. And I feel like that's a good place to wrap it up. I do have some other thoughts about healing, but that is a recurring topic in a lot of these Celtic tree months. And so I'm sure I will come up with another episode to address that, and we will just keep it at this for right now. So, with that being said, I hope everybody has been having a peaceful holiday. And if things have been crazy, hectic, challenging, or what have you, just find a way to express your gratitude for what you have and just give yourself a little extra love. I'm sending my love your way, and I hope you all have a very blessed new year, very safe new year. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you guys next year. Bye.